Welcome back to Bakehouse Bars. It is season 3, episode 9, everybody. Whoop whoop. Okay, so we are grinding our way towards the end of the term, but this week has been a roller coaster of a week because we have literally been on roller coasters, some of us. It's been great. I mean, we have got new people in the podcast joining us, and they still haven't figured out that nodding doesn't go over a microphone. So nodding at me doesn't help. You do need, and they're still doing it, going, yeah, and nodding at me. So you do need to speak, guys.
I don't go.
Heck. So, who have we got today? Who's with me?
Me. Normal me.
Normal me, yeah, that's really helpful. Come on.
Hi, guys, I'm Alina.
I'm Megan.
And these guys are, again, from our prefect team, whoop whoop, and they're joining me for the podcast today. So it's been a bit of a week this week, hasn't it? Why did I think roller coasters was so hilariously funny? Because I'm a
Thorpe Park
genius.
Thorpe Park.
Thorpe Park was great on Tuesday, wasn't it? We had a great day. It was just a really lovely day full of really lovely people. The coach drivers that came with us, one of whom's a granddad of someone at the school, apparently.
I think my coach was the best, sorry.
Yeah, well, that's because I was on it, lolled. But the coach drivers said they're like the nicest students they've ever had on their coaches. You guys were amazing. Like, I had in my bag of rubbish at the end, I had like a plastic bottle, and it was yours, and like the corner of a piece, like of a packet of sweets. There was so little rubbish on the bus. Like, they were just like, oh, just leave the rubbish on the floor. There isn't any rubbish on the floor. And you were really chilled and quiet on the buses, and you guys went off and had a wonderful day. Best ride of the day? Apart from my bus, obviously.
Quantum.
Why?
Because I was seeing a Tadana, and she was making me calm. Because every time we went up, I thought I was going to actually fall off the thing. I was on the side.
Yeah,
I didn't
they definitely
like
won't allow that to happen, so mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I regretted how I spent my first 2 hours, though, waiting for Colossus. I would have done so many other rides if I knew it would be 2 hours.
Yeah.
They lie and say 45.
Oh, did they? Was it? I was going to say, keep an eye on the app. Did it, oh, that's a shame. Naughty app. Naughty. This is if anyone's going to Thorpe Park over the summer, keep an eye on the app. But bear in mind, it's not always accurate. Okay. Next year, because obviously this was a rewards trip, wasn't it? How did you get on the trip? What did you have to do to get on the trip?
1,000 points.
Okay. Yeah. So next year, inflation, everybody, it's going to be more expensive because there's going to be a lot more
points.
Ways to get points next
year.
Get
on this year.
Okay. And actually, if you look at how many people got to 1,000 points by Easter, there were loads. It's just that the trip was already full. Mm-hmm. So because there's a lot more points available to you because the competitions are coming up from September with our new heads of house, essentially, we will be raising the price of quite a lot of things next year. But cashing in your points, and the cut-off will be Easter again for the trips, but we're going to do four. So not just Thorpe Park, not just for the thrill seekers. So there will be a Thorpe Park-esque trip. It might not be there, it might be Chesington instead, don't know yet. But we're also going to do some other trips. What sort of things could we do? What do you reckon?
Like, for the drama kids, you could take them to a theatre or something.
Ooh, yeah, because your trips to the theatre, can't we? That's a lovely
concert.
Idea.
Because
there's not
How
many
did I not think of that as a performing arts teacher?
Yeah, because mm-hmm. There's not many theatre trips, like, because I've only been on one. So
it's really expensive,
house,
isn't it? So
yeah.
Nice.
Like, you don't even have to go to London. Like, if there's a show in, like, the Mayflower, like, there has been, you feel like...
Maybe I know the drama guys have booked some trips to the Mayflower next year.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
My teacher, Miss Early, was telling us that Blood Brothers is going to be in Fareham during Easter, but sadly it's during the holidays, so we can't go as a school trip.
But you can still get to go. It's a great,
yeah,
great show.
We've
good
been
musical.
Told to go.
Billy Willie Russell.
It's on the bucket list.
What else can we do?
Mm.
So I thought Eden Project would be nice.
Yeah.
For the sciencey, the ecologists. You can still do a bit of thrill seeking because they've got a zip wire,
yeah,
which is
do.
Pretty cool. Yeah, and I like that. And again, you could have some free time in the biomes to go and explore the climates and stuff, which would be lovely.
That'd be really cool,
and then meet for lunch and then go into the other biome, which would be really nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be
festival
cool.
Trip, but
a
there's
festival?
A lot of crowd control.
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be the thing that would put the nail in my coffin as a teacher.
Glastonbury.
So maybe not. And again, I don't think I can afford the tickets for Glastonbury. I'd maybe be able to pay for one of you to go. But yeah, no starting. So it needs to be a school trip, and not just, you know, let's go party. But if anyone has any ideas for these rewards trips, just feel free to email me, vperry@gfmat.org, and that we get that in, because I'd love to hear your ideas. We've got some ideas as a staff, but it would be really nice to hear from you if you fancy the reward trip. So moving swiftly on, this week our Votes for Schools asked us, do you think that energy drinks should be banned for under 16s? What do you guys think?
I don't know.
Why?
I think yes.
fight. Why do we think no and yes? Go on then.
I mean,
yes,
I think they should stay, like, age limit should stay the same, because there's some stuff in the drinks that, like, can, like, give you health problems that
What sort of health problems?
Like, I think they can like increase your heart rate, which no child should have to be sat in a classroom with their heart not
racing
and not being able to stay still, and then getting told off by the teacher them fidgeting too much for something they can't control.
Yeah. What else? Because it's not great for our kidneys, is it?
Yeah. So like, it's easier to get like kidney problems, and worst case scenario, you could end up in hospital, missing out on so many activities in school and trips.
They raise your blood pressure as well, don't they? They really bad for your blood pressure, which is not good for you. It can lead to migraines and headaches. It can become addictive, which is really scary. Yeah, not great for us. Yeah. What about you, Eleni? You said no.
I said no because God, you guys are giving me
the that's my tired face, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
No, because some people just like don't become addicted. I mean, most people do kind of at some certain points.
Okay.
But like, I personally, I'm not like obsessed over it. So I feel like it depends on. It could be a bit more like strategic with what they have in the drinks.
Because obviously, this is a result of a Labour Party manifesto pledge, which is obviously now potentially going to become legislation now that we have a victory for the Labour Party in the national election. It could well become legislation that they look to push forwards. They might not. That's what they said in their manifesto, that they would seek to.
So Labour won.
Labour won.
Yeah.
They did. Not in the Bay House election, though, good. The Green Party won. Yeah. Go on, the Greens. I voted Green in the Bay House election. Yeah. So potentially it could be something that comes forward. In terms of our school, and the votes and how that came out for should energy drinks be banned for under 16s, 68.1% of the vote went to no, they should not be banned. And then 31.9% said they should. So actually we're in the minority where we say yes, they should be banned. But and that's actually pretty much reflected in the Hampshire picture with roughly the same. But nationally, 77.8% of the vote went to no, they shouldn't be banned. So interesting thoughts there from the crowd. But it's a nice sort of food for thought there, guys, to consider what we're putting into our bodies, as I've just watched you eating a little packet of Maryland cookies. Super healthy lunchtime there, girls. So a little bit of treat, a little treat that does you good, because I've had lots of sweets this morning to try and keep my energy up. Because last night, and all nights, was the prom for our year 11s. The Great Gatsby came to Bay House, and it was a beautiful night for our year 11s, it really was. Fabulous, fantastic, wonderful arrivals in, I don't know if you saw any of the traffic going through town or any of the photos.
My friend brought some people in their old Beetle that they've got.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
we had camper vans, we had Beetles, we had sports cars, we had a fire engine, a steamroller. It was incredible, such creativity, just on the arrivals alone. Can I just give a massive, we're going to do a cheer and a clap in a second, prepare yourselves, you need to do it, right? And prepare your ears, everybody, it's going to get a little loud. But I'd just like to say a massive congratulations to all of our Year 11s for finishing strong, and a really big thank you and well done to the Year 11 team. That's Mr. Stancliffe, that's Miss Shields, so I've just gone completely blank there, and Miss Lucas, who are just amazing for all the hard work they put in, and everybody who helped decorate the hall and get it ready for last night. It was amazing, just such a great night. Shame the weather didn't hold up, because it got a little chilly towards the end, but what a night, what a prom. Big cheers to the Year 11s and their team. Thank you so much. There'll be you this time next year?
Yeah, it will actually.
Any thoughts for your prom theme?
No ideas.
Mamma Mia.
Been floating around, Mamma Mia. It's a bit niche though, don't you think? It's a bit kind of specific.
The boys are so against it. We had a whole chat about it in cheer.
Okay. Why?
They said it doesn't fit the boys' vibes. And I said, really?
Okay.
Coming with some flippers on.
I love Mamma Mia. The song, and Jack Fitzpatrick, apparently the captain of the football team, has said, I like the song. And I quote, he said, I like the song.
Nice.
And that's all he said. Whereas all his friends said, this didn't fit the boys.
But bearing in mind that the theme essentially just gives you like a palette to work around. You don't have to come in costume and sing ABBA songs all night. So just have a think about it. And also think about it being as inclusive as possible. Because there'll be a few ideas floating around that you'll take to your year team and then work with it from there. So again, guys, if you want to get involved in the prom planning for next year, you need to be in touch with your year team.
And
have a chat with those guys.
Yeah.
And get in there and get involved. Because obviously, if you then just don't get involved and then turn up and don't like it, that'd be really annoying. Use your voice. Our voice is powerful.
Floral would be nice.
I mean floral.
Floral?
Yeah.
Okay. We could go Under the Sea, which is, you know, fairly classic, the old school 1950s style. There's loads of really cool ones out there that are a bit more generic.
Yeah.
Because Mamma Mia is very specific. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move us swiftly on, because we are running short of time, as always today, to the Head Teachers Awards for the Hot Chocolate Friday. I think it actually was Hot Chocolate again today, because the weather has proper turned. We have got quite a few in here. Are you going to help me read this out, or should I just go for it?
Go for it.
Okay, cheers, man. So I want you to give me a mini whoop after each one, just so that you're still contributing here, girls. Cool. So in Hot Chocolate Friday this week, we had Alfie Archer, Tom Nissen, Chloe Travers, Oliver Wright, Isaac Buckridge, Morgan Bull, Stephanie Gleason, Jack Dudley, Wendy Chen, Maze Hitch, Jonah Royal, Beano, Ethan Simpson, Myla Allen, and that's it for this week. That was really cool. I thought we'd do that every week, I think. That was really cool. No, we won't do that every week. That's far too much. What you didn't see, we need to get a camera on this. They had our actions that went with it as well, which was very cute. Almost like they had little pom-poms with them. Very cute, guys.
We should get pom-poms then.
We're not getting pom-poms for Bay House Bars. It's bad enough that I could get harassed for Hot Chocolate Friday. We're not doing that as well. So, well done to everybody in Hot Chocolate Friday this week. I think the hot chocolate was very well received. Apart from that, it's been activities this week. Just not for the interns. We have had our diversity drop-down day, so you still got to do that bit, but then you didn't get to all the fun activities that the lower school got to do, which sucks for you, but it's great for everyone else. They have been up to some really good shenanigans. Have you seen anything floating around the school?
I've seen the balloons.
The balloons. Bubbles, balls, balloons. They all begin with a B. Yes, there's been some balloon art going on. The idea was that was kind of testing their resilience. Could you be, you know, could you keep self-controlled and regulated enough to make your balloon animal? They've drawn faces on everything. Really cute. We've had outdoor cooking going on. We've had loads and loads of trips. There's been a trip every single day, at least one. And there's been some really fabulous activities going on all around school. Thanks to all the staff who've been really creative and flexible in their week. We've also done the diversity drop-down days, where we've been just having a chat about our attitudes towards each other. Because Votes for Schools, the last week while you guys were on work experience, I think, was it when you were on mocks, was about whether you've heard homophobic abuse and homophobic language in school. And actually that was a really timely question and conversation to have, because so many young people said that they had heard homophobic language used in school. And that's something obviously you and I talked about last week, Alina. And it was interesting that then that sort of homophobia and attitudes towards the LGBTQ community was one of the sessions we did on Tuesday. You should also have looked at sex and the difference between how the genders are treated. Yeah. We looked at disabilities, we looked at race, and we looked at religion, which was really actually just nice to chat to each other about our attitudes. And the whole point of this message this week has been all different, all equal. Respecting and accepting how different we are from one another. And I'm going to say it again, and the parents who listen out there will get this one, because it's a 90s tune. If everybody looked the same, we'd get tired of looking at each other. It would be boring. If life was the same every day, it would be boring. There's an old saying, variety is the spice of life. And that's what this week has been all about. So, Activities Week next year is already in the pipeline. We've got planning happening already. What would you love to see? If you were taking part, you'll have left by then.
Yeah.
So you'll see prom.
I'll come back for it.
You're not coming back for it. You'll come back and lead it. So what would you, if you were Mrs. Perry, and you're designing activities of a week next year, what are you putting in?
A fun fair day.
A fun fair day, because I'm made of money. Go on then.
No.
So a fun fair day, nice.
Like around the Beacon Arts Centre, like different stations for kids to do, like each year group having on a different day.
Okay, like so put a fun fair around there. Yeah, nice, yeah.
Like paint rides and throw them at them.
Yeah, nice. What else have we put in?
At my primary school, we did this thing, like every summer, we had a summer fete at my primary school, and the teacher used to sign up for it somehow willingly, but at the summer fete...
The sponges?
Yeah.
Yeah, throwing sponges at the teachers. Soak a bloke. We call that soak a bloke, where you literally just throw wet sponges at your teachers.
Yeah.
Great fun. And what you could do is you could pay for the sponges with your house points.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bringing money into school.
Yeah. Nice.
A water fight with the guns.
A water fight afternoon? Okay.
Because we did that for our Leavers Day in year six, because we didn't get one, so they said water guns with social distancing mixed.
So my theme for Activities Week is always the three character values of resilience, self-regulation and kindness. So thinking about how we can link those activities to it.
With the water fight, you can show your resilience by not getting angry at someone because they've squirted you with water.
That's true. That's very true.
Instead, you have to squirt somebody else.
Okay.
Instead of doing it back to them.
Nice. We were looking at doing a colour run next year. Have you ever seen the colour runs?
Yes.
That'd be quite
please,
fun.
Please.
And the PE team are looking at that.
I'll lead it. I'll come back and annoy her.
Miss H said in the PE team was looking at doing a colour run next year, which would be really cool. So house themed colour run would be great. So there's loads kind of in the pipeline. Again, folks, if you have ideas, send them to me. We want to make Activities Week as much fun for you whilst developing that well-rounded character as it can possibly be. Because it's that 1 week a year where we get to be a bit brave and
funky.
Do stuff that we wouldn't a bit funky, a bit brave, do stuff we wouldn't normally do, just to give you an idea of how you're developing that character. Test that resilience, test that self-regulation, demonstrate that kindness. Was it really? What did you do for work experience?
I was at a nursery in Croft in Stubbington.
Oh, were they annoying?
Yeah.
Yeah, children are. I told you this. Children are annoying.
Yeah, I was in the preschool room and I had one kid that constantly every day was punching me.
Oh.
And the Friday he was not there.
Oh. So you know, it's that about you developing that self-regulation to not
react
to it, because he's a little person with big emotions.
I was very productive during my work experience. I was in kind of like a rehab place for old people recovering from the hospital.
Okay.
And they had like activity days because I couldn't be placed on the floors.
Yeah.
And I would have to take them all up and do the activities. One of them, it was like, you know, the cones and you have to throw them to get it.
Yep.
Yeah, it was just me pushing them. I was like, one of him, he like pushed me and I said, it's fine, I'll just keep going, you know. Like, next person, like changing the subject. Like, because everyone was trying to do something else, but then he wanted to do this, and now everyone wants to. So
okay,
like,
so it's
fine.
About trying to get everyone to, again, agree, even though they wanted different things. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Now, it's been a really big week this week. We are so grateful to everybody for their contributions. We hope that everyone, if you've been on a trip, has had a great time. Durdledore, Thorpe Park, wherever you've been, Kew Gardens. There's been so many fantastic trips. It's been lovely. We hope you've had a great week, everybody, and next week is going to be back to normal. Back to our normal timetable for the penultimate week of term, but it will be the last Bay House Bars next Friday. And we're going to feature some of our fantastic Year 6s who are up for their transition days.
Yes.
So next week's podcast will be the transition special. But for today, it's bye from us. See you later, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.